Welcome to the Print Pod. Chitleen Sethi, our senior associate editor, wrote an article titled "Former IPS Officer, Diplomat, Activist, Philanthropist, Aap's Hunt for Its Punjab CM Face." I'm Pia, and I bring you the podcast version of this article. The Aam Aadmi Party, or Aap, seems to be in a bind over the projection of its chief ministerial face in Punjab. Its most visible face in the state is Bhagwat Mann. But Aap convener and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal is learned to have reservations against his candidature. And those who the Aap High Command is learned to be keen on seem not to be interested in joining politics. Bhagwat Mann, Aap's Punjab Unit Chief and MP, met Kejriwal in Delhi earlier this week to stake his claim as the party's CM candidate in the next year's assembly election. But multiple sources in the party told the Print that Kejriwal was non-committal in his interaction with Mann. The Aap convener is looking for a more suitable alternative, holding out only the promise of making Mann the deputy CM. According to Aap leaders, several names have been in the zone of consideration of the party high command. The choice has ranged from former union leaders, environmental activists, former civil servants, policemen, and even philanthropists. A senior state party leader said, "Though many names have been discussed, only a few have been considered seriously. The latest in the list is the state's former DGP, NPS Aulak." Earlier in June, Kejriwal had announced that the party's chief ministerial candidate will be from the Sikh community and a resident of the state. A respected police officer, Aulak is a 1972 batch IPS officer and became Punjab's Director General of Police in 2007. In February 2009, he took over as Chief of the National Secretary Guard, or the NSG, the first officer from Punjab to do so. Before joining as DGP, Aulak was on Central Government deputation as Special Director General of the Border Security Force. Now retired, he lives in Chandigarh. The former cop, however, made clear his disinterest in politics on Thursday. Speaking to the Print, he said, "I have not been contacted by the Aap at all, nor am I interested in dabbling in politics. It is simply not my cup of tea. Let's put it this way. Politics needs a special skill set which I don't have." Party sources said another name that had been under serious consideration was KC Singh, a retired diplomat who had served as India's ambassador to Iran and the UAE. He was a batchmate of Aulak in the IPS, but joined the IFS in 1974. KC Singh is also from Chandigarh and had studied in Punjab University. Apart from holding important assignments in the Foreign Office, Singh had also served as Deputy Secretary to President Gyani Zail Singh. Last month, Singh launched the Sanjha Sunehra Manch, a non-political forum aimed at soliciting advice and feedback from urban and rural Punjabis on various issues to further dialogue. He too has expressed a disinterest in joining Aap, however. Singh told the Print, "I don't think much about the Aap and its leaders, and there is no way that I will join them politically." Now, a third candidate believed to be on Aap's list is Dubai-based businessman and philanthropist SPS Oberoi. In 2010, Oberoi had saved 17 Punjabi youths from the gallows in Dubai by paying blood money in exchange for sparing their lives. His charitable trust, Sharbat Da Bhalla, has been at the forefront of working for Punjabis in trouble in foreign countries. During the COVID pandemic, Oberoi was helping the Punjab government to meet the demand for medical equipment and oxygen, and also set up oxygen plants in the state. A recipient of multiple awards for philanthropy, Oberoi shuttles between Chandigarh and Dubai. His brother, Gurjeet Oberoi, told the Print, "The Aap was very keen to have him as CM candidate, but he refused. He is not interested in politics at all and does not want to join any political party. He wants to continue to do his work without any political affiliations." Among others that are in Aap's wish list of CM candidates is renowned water conservation activist Balbir Singh Sichiwal. Known as Eco Baba, Sichiwal pioneered the cleaning of rivers and canals in Punjab and revived the Kali Bain rivulet. He received the Padma Shri in 2007. Speaking to the Print, he said, "Not just Aap, I am constantly asked by so many politicians to join their party. But I cannot. I cannot speak lies, I cannot be dishonest, and I cannot make false promises. I am grateful that I have been put on this seva, which I am doing and want to continue with it. According to sources in AAP, Farm Union leader Balbir Singh Rajewal was a candidate of interest, but the party was unable to wean him away from the ongoing agitation against the new farm laws. Thanks for listening. We'll be back soon with another episode.